Oh, ngempela ungukuphila yena. Oh yes, usho kamnandi kakhulu uXoli Mncwango. Kanti ke ngikuthembisile mlaleli we Radio Langa, go the throne room ngalesi sikhathi, it's 10 minutes past 9. Ngathi ngiyobe sengihamba naye ke uXoli Mncwango. Ngiyethemba ukuthi ulindele ukuze ukuthi ungubani nokuthi uvela kuphi. Asitshele nje, asifake nje empilweni yakhe kancane. Kanti ke welcome if you have just joined us now. You're welcome. Fill the sunrise with us this morning. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Xoli Mncwango. Who is Xoli Mncwango? Xoli Mncwango is a recording artist and a former member of Joyous Celebration. She has a single titled Healing Power. Xoli Mncwango was born in Richards Bay. She is a contemporary gospel musician who has worked with some of the greatest in the industry, the likes of Benjamin Dube, Xoli Thabete, and Ayanda Ntanzi Ngibalabani na, just to mention a few. She is passionately known as Xoli Mncwango to her fans. Her love for worship has captured the hearts and ears of many South Africans. Her music career started when she was asked to join Joyous Celebration and has been smothering us with her beautiful voice for the past 6 years. Her debut album is titled My Side of the View. She aims to impact the world just as her inspirations Yolanda Adams and Nqubeko Mbatha. She has just released Yebo Nkosi from Jesus Is Enough album in 2020. Xoli kuthiwa umuntu akaqedwa, kuthiwa inkosi ayiqedwa sisi. Angifuni ukuqeda, ngiyathemba ukuthi kuningi ongakusho nawe uzikhulumele nomlaleli ekhaya. Xoli, welcome to Radio Langa for the sunrise this morning. Akwande.
Morning, Njani.
Oh wow. I'm reading here, Xoli, and I'm like, wow. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ngithemba ukuthi umlalele ekhaya u as excited as I am to have you on the show this morning. Uphilile sisi?
Ngiyaphila sisi, wamona unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila sisi. Yeah. Xoli, nje mina sengishilwe ngikushoyo. Ngase ngiyasho ukuthi inkosi ayiqedwa. Ngicela ukuthi ubingelele ekhaya bese ke nje uyasitshela kancane ukuthi ubani uXoli. Wahleka. That's really nice. Akwande.
Ngiyabingelela emakhaya abalaleli bonke. I think usungiqedile kahle ukuthi uXoli is originally from Richards Bay.
Yes.
Just to correct, this is my first debut album.
Yes.
Because it is enough.
Oh, okay. Yes,
I recorded it for 2020.
Yes,
so,
yes,
that's just Xoli. They know. Probably they know me from Joyous Celebration. Love Benjamin, because I've worked with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just Xoli.
Yeah, I see. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sithemba ukuthi makuphela le interview, we'll know more about you, and I'll also tell you ukuthi umlaleli uthini ngawe. Yes, Xoli. Once again, thank you for letting us into your space, Sisi. So, firstly, what made you choose gospel music as a career?
What made me choose
gospel music as a career?
That's a hard one. I honestly believe and think that I did not choose gospel. I think when it's a calling, it chooses you rather than my personality.
Okay.
I don't think it will allow me to choose any spotlight, because I think I'm one person who's scared of a spotlight, but it finds me. It's like in Landela. So I know that this part, I did not choose it, but God really honestly chose it for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I always think, you know, for me, it's a calling, because I would not choose it.
Yeah, ngiyavumelana nawe. I mean, looking at you on stage, such humility, you know, that you present. And you know, contemporary gospel. Why?
I think I always feel in my heart, it's better to talk about something you're so sure about and who you are. And I believe that represents what I am and who I am, how I grew up, my surroundings, what influences me.
Because we're also going to have a piano track. I'm sure you're better. Yeah, and in Jesus Is Enough, you have just released this album, right? And
yeah.
Would you pick up one song and say, this is my favorite song on this album?
Healing Power is my favorite song.
Which one?
Healing Power.
Healing Power as your favorite song. Why? Is it only one? Is it only this one?
Oh, I have a lot of favorite songs. I'm sorry, in my album. One is Healing Power because it really speaks about, it reminds us about the blood of Jesus. Healing power comes from the blood, and the blood will never lose its power.
That's true.
Reminds us about imvelaphi yegospel, which we've been given. So it reminds me of where I am from. And what we're going through as a country, I was reminded of that. There is something that will never leave its power, and it's the blood of Jesus.
And
so that's
is
one of my favorite songs. I have Yebonkosi is one of my favorite songs because it reminds me of where I'm from.
I love Yebonkosi.
Ni old gospel. So iyangikhumbuza ukuthi ivangeli lakudala
lilo
elalenza ngabokole ngiyilo namhlanje. I have also elithi Jesus Is Enough. You know, that's a story of my life where I can both stand and say Jesus is enough, you know, because of what I've seen him being in my life. Ukuba nje noNkulunkulu empilweni yakho kungenza ngazi ukuthi no, I am whole and
phelele.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Ngiyazi nje ukuthi ungayiqedi album lokho kuyi favorite
song. Lalela, yabona ngoba ngithi ngaya ungukuphila.
Ungukuphila.
Yabona.
Ngiyamazi umhlengi wami.
So, yeah,
every song, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's your album at the end of the day. And how have you grown as a worshiper, Koli?
I've grown so much, which I think it's not even about worship alone.
Mm-hmm.
It has also made me understand that worship is not really about music, but it's the act of every day, how you live your life every day. You know, privately, there's no one else. You just, that's an act of worship, because I've truly understand that worship is not for people or for us, but it's for God. It's what brings God a smile on his face.
Oh,
therefore,
wow.
It's what you do every day. And then what you say to people is what, it's from what you do, you know what I mean, and how you meditate. So I really have grown, and I think it was a great thing because I had to take it upon myself to see how to grow, to fully understand the whole thing, you understand? So, yeah, man, I think I've grown that cool too, especially just to know that it has nothing to do with the song.
It has nothing to do with the song. I wish you could say that again.
No. It has nothing to do with the song. I remember one day I asked God, if you can take away my voice, what would people know me for, and how would I represent you? And he said, your life, how you live your life.
Yes.
And that's worship.
That's worship.
Yeah.
I'm full of ifakaza. Ngizoyimosha, Xoli. Ngizoyimosha, asiqhubeke nje nengxoxo yethu. And how is your music impacting your audience? Surely you have fans out there. Abanye bayeza bafakazi kuwe. And when as uXoli nje, how do you think your music is impacting?
And I think that's the most humbling thing about the journey. When someone will tell you a private things about their life, to say thank you for giving me hope.
Yeah.
Thank you for healing me. I was walking in depression and no one knew.
Yes.
But when you say in that song, the blood of Jesus is my identity, you reminded me that I am for God and God is for me.
Yes.
You know, and thank you for mostly I'm just getting thank you for healing me. Thank you for giving me another hope to live. And I that's when I really understand it has nothing to do with the story.
That's where I wanted to go. But it's never personal, Koli.
Listen, people have shared with me deep things about their lives to say to me, thank you. One of the greatest things that has really happened, and I got emotional, was when an old woman said to me, I've been married with surrounded by money, but if my husband didn't know that I was dying in depression. So thank you for this song, because I was able to talk to God, you know. And that was that. And for me, I said to God, that's all I ever wanted, God, for people to feel the love, for people to know. You are for us. Hence, I said, Jesus is enough, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm really honored and humbled and overwhelmed by what God is doing, honestly.
Yeah, no, you know, I can imagine people coming to you and testifying, Koli. I mean, at the end of the day, you are not doing this for you. This is a purpose.
Yes.
God has, and you know, trusted you with this gift. And for you is to go out there and give it out to people. And as an artist, do you call yourself an artist or musician? Or because I know what's my name, number 10.
No, I am. I'm an artist.
You are an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. What is an artist? What is a musician? But who would you like to collaborate with? So, Sebenzile no about Benjamin Dube. Joyous celebration from there.
Yeah. I honestly think I'm an old school person.
No, I am honestly.
Because mostly I love old people. I do not know why. Internationally,
and that's grace.
It will be Yolanda Adams.
Okay.
Also, Mandarin, Christ Ambassadors. I really love those people. Which I really believe that played a big role in my And recently I was booked with them with same concert, you know, same show. Just an honor to watch them perform on stage. Same anointing. Same energy. And for me, it was like, God, this is all I want. Because, you know, Mount Genav Industry said, Koli, walk now and do everything now because you are iyaphela lento izophela. And I always struggle because I'm like, God, when I'll see uNkulunkulu wenza izinto iphele, you know. So when I saw Christ Ambassador, I was like, exactly. Ngakhula benza the same thing and they're still doing it. Same fire, same anointing. You know. And I was like, God, this is all I want. So I would really love to work with them, just sit down with them also, having a conversation. How do they do this? You know, so
Yeah, lalela, yoyenzeka. Lockdown yaphela, girl, and it's gonna happen. Believe me. Sekufeziwe. Yes. And khona lalela ekhaya and uyakubheka njalo. Uthi nami ngiyafisa ukufana noXoli. What advice would you give to someone ufunayo ukulandela, you know, in your footsteps?
One of the things that I always share with people about my journey is that I served.
You served power.
No, I served. My journey didn't start at Joyous, but it started at my small church.
Yes.
Where I served people less than 10 people, but I served.
There's power in serving.
Yeah, yes. And I still serve even now at my church. So umuntu olalele ekhaya, maybe it's not a friendly one, but I would say where you are, serve faithfully. Unkulunkulu uyabona. Where you are, serve faithfully. I promise you, there's a reward. That's your best training that you can get. Serving where you are faithfully.
Koli, do you have any message to the people at home, to the world?
Especially young people. I know we are going through a lot, especially now during this pandemic and all in all. Even we as artists, we're going through a lot when we're trying to do izinto, when it is in fall. But uNkulunkulu usaphila. And the good thing about uNkulunkulu is that yena akadidekile noma singadideka thina kodwa uNkulunkulu akadidekile. Therefore, all we can do is trust him. Yeah.
What a wonderful time we had, Goli.
Oh, thank you.
Kube mnandi ukuhlala nawe. Such an honor. Siyathokoza, siyirelelanga for giving us your time. I hope now ukuthokozela ukuhlala kanye nathi and just letting us into your world, you know, into your private space. Sazi ukuthi ubani uXoli, and we keep on wishing you all the best in your future endeavors. Everything that you're going to touch, let it turn into gold. Let God be God upon your life. Wherever you go, let God be God.
Thank you so much, Lucy. Thank you for abalaleli and the supporters. I really, really appreciate the love. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngibonga thina kakhulu Xoli. And right now I am playing Yebo Nkosi.
Yay.
My favorite
great
song.
Sunday. I'm about to enjoy Sunday. Yeah, I saying.
Yes, and tell you what, as a bonus, I'm also giving my people healing power.
Yay.
By Xoli Mncwango. So this is Olandelana nje, sisi. Stay tuned in and enjoy your Sunday. Have a lovely, lovely day. It has been wonderful
too,
being
sisi.
With you.
Thank you so awesome. Much.
Agwande.
Bye.
Bye. Pilo ya mangi phatswe jalongwe uikho bindela ya makuphele gonko kwami ngikufune wena nje lala enhlizweni yami ngizwe ngi Mom.